everybody. Welcome back.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome. Welcome back.
No, you're the one who sings it every time.
Sometimes, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. I mean, because you always used to do it. Now that you don't do it, I feel like the episode's not complete if one of us doesn't do it.
I started a trend, apparently.
Yeah. That I'm the only one that's continuing.
Well, it feels like we should, like, sing something in the beginning as opposed to just being like, hi, everyone.
Welcome.
It's just such a, like, a start, you know?
Welcome back.
Sure.
Yeah, something like that.
We will let him ruminate on that. Welcome back to Untethered Minds, everybody. I'm Ashley. And that's Tavis.
And I'm Tavis. Yeah, that's me.
He knows his name, I swear.
Yeah.
Today, we are back to do a little more Hollywood is evil-ness. It's interesting.
Right.
It's a really interesting topic, and there's so much to cover. After we did that, I kept finding more and more things online and other things that were like, oh, shoot, we didn't even think about this or that, and yada, yada, yada. So, we compiled a list of some other interesting evilties. English in Hollywood, and are going to be talking about them today.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and the reason we want to keep talking about it too is because it all ties into how all the elite are part of that same kind of stuff. I mean, they all do the same things. And like we said in the last one, they all blackmail each other doing it to each other.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
But it's not just celebrities. I mean, these celebrities have ties with, you know, cult leaders and, you know, politicians and all that.
And I think, like, the celebrity term is really broad nowadays because I feel like a lot of politicians also qualify as celebrities.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of what it's become, which is ridiculous because politicians were never supposed to be making millions of dollars a year.
Yeah.
Have these net worths that are, you know, ridiculous. And they're not supposed to be like public, they're public figures, but they're not supposed to be popular in the way they are.
Right. Well, I saw a video the other day. It showed like Nancy Pelosi's net worth growing over the years and stuff. Ugh. And now she's worth like $200 or $300 million dollars on a $235,000 salary a year. Yeah. So, it's obviously all corrupt. And, you know, they can say whatever they want about Trump, but he's the only one that didn't get rich while in office.
He lost money.
You know, yeah. He took a dollar salary.
Right.
While in office.
Yeah. But unfortunately, it feels like even our public servants are just like people to watch. And, and they're followed by paparazzi. They tours of their homes, their mansions.
I mean, you obviously have your governors and stuff that get elected solely on their merit and things that they do positively.
Yeah.
But then you have like Newsom, who is literally trying to be a celebrity. He's trying to be the king of California and have everyone love him by pandering to every single group out there.
Yeah.
So
there's a big difference between like Arkansas and California, the governor types. But there's definitely some out there. Like I'm talking like the AOCs, the Ilhan Omars, like those people who have all really risen to like this celebrity type fame, you know, especially being so accessible through like Twitter and Instagram.
I was
going to
say both of them got elected based on their social media presence.
Right.
You know? So, I mean, nowadays, I mean, AOC is a perfect example of you don't have to know anything about politics have to have a following and you have to pander. Like she is no better than all these little pro-Palestinian kids camping out on college campuses. She's no better than that. And you know, I mean, she might be a little bit different now just because she's gotten older, but like she still does the same stuff. And like, I was fearful for my life on January 6th. You weren't even in the same building. Like, stop.
They're actors. they're doing it for the wrong reasons. And like, as I was like talking about that, I'm like,
her Eat the Rich dress at the Met Gala, where everyone's rich.
The fact that she went to the Met Gala is ridiculous in the first place.
Yeah, Hunger Games.
And like, the people that we elect to office should be elected one by the people. And they can be people who are down to earth and like on Instagram. Like, I get that. But the fact is like they sold her and other, you know, Democrats and whatnot too, is this like girl who's just like you. And she was like more of a personality than actually somebody with substance and background to do the job. So that's the difference there, you know? I think politicians have to be on social media nowadays. It's just our culture.
You have to have the presence. Yeah.
But it's what reasons are you in it for?
Right.
I think that differ, but...
Well, I mean, you got to think, too. These younger people are easily manipulated.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're like, hey, play ball and we'll give you whatever you want.
Yeah.
You know, and they do.
Yep.
It's like that hairy kid. That little paid propagandist.
Tavis is going to spank if you ever see him.
I don't even want to beat the kid up. I want to, like, just straight up discipline him,
pull the belt off. Do what your father never had the to. Yeah.
And just give him a few swats, you know? But there, a lot of these people, when they get into it, I'm sure there are plenty of people that get into it with pure intentions. But the problem is nowadays is you have these people that are activists that are becoming politicians, and they're all brainwashed.
Yeah.
Like they're not doing it for the correct right reasons. They're doing it for their indoctrinated right reasons, which are wrong reasons.
Right, right.
But they believe it's right. I mean, they truly do believe it's right. You know, this, like, all these pro-Palestinian people, you like genocide if you don't support Palestine. First of all, Palestine's not a country. It never was, you know. So.
First of all, I don't live in that country, so I don't really care.
That's the thing. It's not our issue.
No.
Just like Ukraine. It's not our issue. If Putin wins, that's World War III. Dude, they're literally already starting World War III.
Yeah, it's...
Like,
yeah.
There's Russian subs on the coast and everything. And you think they are fearful of Biden? No.
No.
There's no way they are.
No.
So...
No.
Yeah, I'm going way off topic. We're getting in the political
topic. I know. Beep, beep, beep. Back it up. All right. So, in our quest to talk more about the evil teas of Hollywood, we've been talking about this for a while. I was making a video at one point of just the sheer number of celebrities who have these super obvious transformations from, like, their genre, their talent. You know, they start out as, like, I wouldn't even have to say, like, wholesome. Like, Katy Perry, I guess she was pretty wholesome to start.
She was just poppy.
Yeah, but she was super Christian growing up. She started her career as a Christian singer. She was in the pop zone, and then she got into, like, evil deity zones.
Right.
But they're even, like, before Lady Gaga was Lady Gaga, she was really weird, but she wasn't always this, like, evil demon worshiping person. So
Doja Cat,
right?
Sam
so
Smith.
We were talking about Sam Smith.
Yeah.
Doja Cat straight up. I mean, when she came out, she was, like, pink hair. Like, very much like
a Nicki Minaj kind of look to it, yeah.
But, like, cooler. Like, I liked Doja Cat in the very beginning. She was different.
It wasn't my style.
Well, yeah, I can see that. She was different, but she was cool. And then she got a bit political for me, personally. So, like, I wasn't such a fan. But then with her, I guess her last album, the photos, it might have just been for a single. I don't remember exactly. But she was literally dressed up like a demon.
Yeah.
Prosthetics and everything. Yeah. It's terrifying. Yeah. Like the photos.
Yeah.
She's in a bath in some of them. There's this one where she's on a chair and she's just,
she's crouched looking over.
Yes. With these red eyes or black eyes.
Razor
I don't know what
teeth.
It is. Yeah. Yes. And it's so scary. Yeah. And I'm just like, there's too many of them doing these things for it to just be coincidence, for it to just be a joke or like a career move.
Well, it's...
Because who's into that? Like, what people are out there like, yeah, she's finally out with the demon content. Let's go.
Well,
demon
so,
music. My
so
favorite.
They've always inserted like Luciferian type stuff into music.
Yeah.
It's just never been so in your face like it is now.
Mm-hmm.
Where like they're literally coming out and... devil costumes, demon costumes, and performing on stage.
Yeah.
And it's every single one of them.
Yeah.
Like, they're all doing it. And they all have a music video where they're the devil or with the devil
or
being crucified upside down.
Yeah.
Right.
Justin Timberlake recently, who, if you want to talk about the major POSs of the world, he is one of them.
Yeah.
I think everyone's coming to find out. My dad is heartbroken about it. loves JT. But Justin, like, years ago, I know there were reports of him, like, cheating on his wife, which is just, like, horrible to begin with.
You should tell your dad to cry on my river.
Yeah. but it's been a long time coming for JT. So, like, there were reports a couple years back he was cheating on his wife. There were pictures. And then the book came out from Britney Spears basically saying that she got pregnant with Justin and they had an abortion. And then, like, his response to it was Cry Me a River, the song, which is so evil.
Right.
And then recently, Justin put out a music video where they are straight up doing a sacrifice. And, like, people are covered in blood and there's demons and he's a demon. And basically he, like, his evil side comes out, kills his good self, and then stuffs his own body in the trunk of a car that he drives away in. And I'm just solid. Like, what?
Solid. And sounds like great entertainment for the whole family.
Right. We should get our 10-year-old daughter, sit her down, and watch the video. No, like, that's so just gross, and I think it's unnecessary. Like, again, why? Who's rooting for this content? It's gross. But in it, he's, like, sacrificing his good self to be evil. Which is very interesting.
Well, being evil nowadays is the popular thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it really is. Like, everyone's about Hail Satan and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's... And what it is there's been so much hatred for Christianity.
Yeah.
That people are doing the exact opposite as much as they possibly can.
Right.
In defiance to Christian morals, values, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And so nowadays, because all these people, and that's why all these celebrities and all these pop stars and everything can be so upfront about worshiping evil entities.
Yeah.
You know, and they can just completely fool the masses, and the masses don't even care.
No.
Like, they cheer it on now.
Yeah.
And it's really sad, but it also explains the way that society is now today,
mm-hmm.
where there is so much corruption and evil and everything going on. Like, I mean, if you're not biblical, I mean, this sounds like some end times type stuff, you know, because it says in the end times it's going to be just like it was in the days of Noah. What did, you know, God do during those times? He flooded the world because the world was so evil.
Right.
So,
yeah,
crazy.
It sounds like y'all need Jesus. Y'all need Jesus, all you worshipers of Satan out there. And we have such firsthand experience with this because in the first episode we did of this topic, we talked about EDM music, EDC, Travis Scott's concert, how all of these certain, you know, performances, songs, whatever, have certain pitches in them that, you know, connect you to different realms and different, like, energies and all kinds of things. And we posted a video from that episode featuring videos of a DJ called Sudden Death.
Yeah. Yeah.
If
you don't know what this dude looks like, go look at pictures of him.
Yeah, he's freaky. But he ended up seeing the video and commenting on it, saying, "Yo, that's me," or something like that.
That's me. That's it. He didn't deny any of the stuff we were saying. He just said, "Yo, that's me."
Yeah. And then, like, that was funny enough. But then the fact that there were probably 100 or so people coming in commenting on his comment specifically.
Yeah.
Saying things like, "Oh, daddy, sudden death, take my soul. Yeah. I'll let you eat my soul death, any daddy. Day. Yeah. Death daddy."
Which just proves our point
further.
Right. It just proves our point.
Like, come on.
And
there were other people not even responding to him, but just in the comments saying that same kind of thing. Like, EDC can take my soul. I'm like, you guys don't even know what you're, like, talking about, what you're messing with by saying those things.
Yeah.
It's such a smite. It's horrible.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I how did we get here is the question, you know, like.
Separation of church and state.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it is.
I know.
Yeah.
And this is the devil's earth.
And the breaking up of the nuclear family.
Yeah. Oh. No positive good role models anymore. Yeah.
Yeah.
So other people, we talked Katy Perry, Justin Timberlake. Oh, yeah. And then Justin Timberlake recently just got a driving under the influence charge. Yeah,
I saw that.
And
Did you see the clip of him, like, looking like he was all coked out?
Yeah.
Singing, like, front row into, I don't know. I mean, I haven't been on TikTok since we got banned. By the way, we got banned on TikTok.
We can talk about that in a bit, too.
It wasn't just us, though. It was, like, all the, like, big voices that speak like truth on stuff.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we all got banned 2 days before the debate.
The accounts are gone.
Huh.
Yeah. So, yeah, Justin Timberlake gets this driving under the influence. Was it alcohol, drugs? I don't know.
Alcohol.
Yeah. And I guess the cop who pulled him over was a younger, like, newer cop.
He had no clue who he was.
Didn't know who he was. And I guess he was, like, asking for his ID or something, and he didn't have one. He's like, well, I'm here on tour for, a tour. I'm touring. And the guy's like, okay, cool. He had no idea he was Justin Timberlake because, you know, Gen Zs don't know anything about
anything before their culture, time.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
But that's so funny in that case. So yeah, he's gone dark side. Katy Perry, like we said, and there's a whole thing with her new album coming out that's like the Monarch Butterfly, yeah, which I guess is a symbol for death or something.
Oh yeah.
Is that what that is?
Yeah,
yeah, there's a lot of symbolism there. Billie Eilish. That girl started apparently when she was like 16 and was singing Ocean Eyes. It was so cute. And then the next thing you know, she's doing backwards, back bends and walking on her.
Like that looks like she's straight up possessed.
Yeah. Yeah. That's freaky. There's something interesting there. Taylor Swift, we've talked about, obviously she's had to do something. Yeah. She's a self-proclaimed witch. Yeah. So is Ariana Grande, a self-proclaimed witch, and they do magic all the time.
Her name? Olivia Rodrigo?
Sure, her too?
Well, just her first album, like, being, like, you know, all poppy and whatever.
Yeah.
And then the second album is just, like, angsty.
Teen angst. And then she goes on stage to kids, and they handed out
condoms.
No, I think it was... Was it condoms? No, it wasn't condoms.
Or Plan B.
I think it was Plan B.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it was Plan B they handed out at a concert.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you kidding me? We stopped listening to Olivia Rodrigo in our household after that. I also have here Demi Lovato. She really went off the deep end. I mean, Miley Cyrus was a mess.
Yeah.
They've all just been such messes over the years. Kesha... even Kat Von D, and she's recently come back to church, and she got baptized and was like, I was in the evil stuff for so long, and like life was not good.
Yeah.
And so she turned herself back to God, and now she is a Christian woman. So, hey, Kat Von D. She had this great video too coming out about how, you know, how much better her life has been for her and her family. So that's awesome.
Yeah, it's because you live in positivity.
Yeah, right.
You know.
Another one here, and we're going to dive into these two a little deeper for a second here, is the, I don't even know what you call them, the power couple, Beyonce and Jay-Z. I mean, they're like the head of everything.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on them as a whole?
Well, so I think Jay-Z is just like P. Diddy. They're both moguls. They both came up around the same time. I'm sure they both did the same type of stuff to get to where they were. My personal thought is Beyonce was Jay-Z's prize.
Yeah.
He was awarded Beyonce for whatever he did. But he's a self-proclaimed Freemason. And that's why he always does the, you know, the Hova diamond that he throws up and stuff. But my thought is... Jay-Z's just like P. Diddy, where they are very entrenched. I believe that they're high up in the food chain within whatever cult they're a part of. And I think Oprah's like probably one of the highest up there.
I could see that.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
But I think...
She's kind of like royalty in her own.
Right. Well, and if you notice, they only pick a handful to be that big at a time, right? So, like, you had Diddy and Jay-Z. Jay-Z more so as a rapper, but he also did his other stuff, you know, like his clothing lines, liquor, and all that.
Right.
But P. Diddy was always just more of a producer. Like, he put out some rap songs and stuff, but he was more of a producer than anything. But then, like, you got Drake that came along, right? Drake was an actor beforehand.
Yeah.
Which means he's a performer.
Yeah.
I don't think Drake wrote a single one of his own songs.
Yeah.
I think that he's right up there with him. I think Jay-Z's the next domino to fall, though.
I think that Jay-Z's like the ringleader of like the Kanye, the Diddy's.
Possibly.
In that regard of like the cult. Not so much in like the gang aspect, because I feel like there are different sides to this whole thing. Like, I feel like the Tupac, the Biggie, the Diddy, the Snoop Dogg, all of that, like, drama and killings and all that was its own kind of
that was Diddy
turf and war Shug situation. Yeah. But then I think there's also this layer that's so much deeper that is not like so much like the Illuminati, but more of like
That's Jay-Z,
the trafficking stuff. Right.
Yeah.
And so I think, because we've seen a lot of videos.
Well, they have their like, Black Billionaires Club. And it's Jay-Z and Diddy a few others.
Yeah. But I think like that is its own kind of club. And we've seen those videos where like Kanye was talking or Diddy was talking and Jay-Z's sitting there almost like a handler to them. Just waiting for them to trip up to say the wrong thing.
Yeah.
And maybe in a way, like, Kanye just saw too much and it literally drove him insane.
Well, I think he probably saw something that obviously broke what, first of all, you don't get to stay in the industry that long unless you're a part of the stuff that they do.
Yeah.
And I think at one point he probably just broke. And it got too much for him. Maybe it went too far.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why he turned his life to God.
Yeah.
And, you know, he put out 2 gospel albums and broke all of his sponsorships with like Balenciaga, Adidas, all that. And was basically exposing everyone in the industry. And then he disappeared.
Yeah.
Well, no. Then he went on Alex Jones wearing a Balenciaga mask, which he wouldn't be doing because he's speaking out against it.
Yeah.
Talks about how he loves Hitler and then he disappears for 3 months. And then all of a sudden we get the guy with shoulder pads and blue socks. And
I think we need to, we were talking about this before we recorded, we need to do a separate episode that's like talking about deep fakes as a whole, because like I think the whole thing with Biden being so disabled now, everybody's talking about it. It's like, come on, you know, and if you're lying, if you don't think that there's been some kind of like deep fake or AI or masked actor something. And I think that happens a lot in Hollywood, whether it's clones or other ways to, you know, mimic them, because there's all this stuff with Britney Spears. That's a whole different rabbit hole. I feel like we need to like talk about all that together. But yeah, there's something with Jay-Z and Beyonce that's just like a different tier.
Well, Beyonce is I think her and Taylor Swift are like the highest of the sirens or whatever you want to call them.
So I truly think they're witches, because Beyonce, she's had backup dancers and singers and stuff who have come out after the fact and said like, no, she's a straight up witch. Like she practices and does things like during tour before our shows. Like there's been a lot of encounters. I need to say real quick, allegedly, everything here is alleged. I cannot go forward without saying that.
And just...
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Just pointing to the truth written on my t-shirt. Yeah.
Allegedly, these women are witches. And when they're self-proclaiming it, I don't even know if it has to be called alleged anymore. But I definitely think she got pulled into it. And I saw the weirdest video the other day of Beyonce. I could not tell you what year it was. But she's talking to the camera. It's almost like a little vlog style, like... selfie to her face, and she's just talking about what like a tough day it was, and the way like her eyes are moving so much and her face is kind of like shaking and stuff. Like it was freaky.
Have you ever heard her talk about her alter ego that takes over when she's on stage?
Sasha Fierce.
Yeah.
I know of it.
Yeah.
Oh, and then she went on tour and she had that
where she
background.
Turned into a reptilian.
Well, there's that. But the one that... Where the freeze frames of her dancing. Her face.
Oh, yeah.
But on her... This last tour, in the very beginning, there's like a slideshow presentation. Not a slideshow, but you know what I mean? Like an intro to the concert that says all this stuff about like brainwashing and the media and taking over the brain.
We put that in some of our videos.
Yeah.
It says on the back, it says, who controls the world, or who controls the media controls the world.
Mm-hmm.
That's truth. Here's the thing about this cult that runs the world, and it's everyone that you know that is famous in some way. Like, they are a part of it somehow, some way. I mean, it truly is Hunger Games, where it's the ruling elite and the rest of us, right? And whoever controls the media controls the world, because they can brainwash you. They can indoctrinate you to free Palestine, you know, that kind of stuff, right? Or when all the evidence is presented in front of them. Like, you know how many people are still chanting Russian collusion? Like, that was debunked like 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, it literally was debunked. Yeah. Like, we're still waiting on the irrefutable evidence.
Right, right.
So that's the power of indoctrination.
Right.
You know, and it's true. I mean, it's everything. It's our music. It's our TV. It's our movies. It's our news. It's literally everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we are nothing but cattle to the elite.
Yeah.
For them to pluck us whenever they want.
Back to Beyonce and Jay-Z, though.
Yeah.
So,
well, you know, they all drink baby's blood and stuff. That's all. That's all.
Well, they're all playing their part.
Right.
Because they are a part of the media and how it all brainwashes us. So there's a really interesting, I mean, nobody's shocked that all these men have affairs, right?
Right.
Like, come on. Even Beyonce gets cheated on, you guys.
Well, it's Jay-Z.
Yes. So he had an affair with a woman named Kathy White, and she, likely story, guys, who does this remind you of, died suddenly in September of 2011 from a brain aneurysm. She was 28 years old, healthy, no issues, out of the blue, she dies. Very odd.
It's very lucky for Jay-Z.
Yeah, very lucky for Jay-Z. And there was basically, there's a conspiracy that allegedly theory, that Beyonce's first pregnancy wasn't actually her being pregnant. So her first child was not hers, basically. There's a video in the world where Beyonce is supposed to be pregnant with a baby bump. And she goes to sit down at the chair where she's doing the interview with somebody, and the baby bump like folds in.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, okay,
like it's just something round sitting on her stomach.
Yeah, it looks like one of those fake stomachs that you can wear to like mimic pregnancy. And so that happened. Everyone was like, whoa. I remember seeing it as a kid and not thinking that much of it. And then I saw something about it previously that I was like, oh my gosh.
Just like Big Mike dancing on Ellen. Didn't think much of it as a kid.
but but the theory goes that Jay-Z and Beyonce's first child is actually from Kathy White, the mistress, and that I guess she died like 6 months or so before the baby was actually born, supposedly, right before they announced the birth of Blue Ivy. But there was no real public appearances of Beyonce being pregnant. There were no birth photos. You know what I mean? So things in 6 months with a baby, like if you don't show them for 6 months, you don't show them for a couple years old. Like,
yeah, I think I kind of remember that. And I think I remember them saying like she was pregnant and she did like the one interview and then that was it. And
yeah.
It was just, oh, I'm just staying at home because I'm nesting or whatever she was saying.
You didn't see anything. So it led people to believe like, is that their kid?
Well, and social media wasn't what it is today. So, like, there was no, like, posting every single day.
And, right, right.
I mean, it was, but not really.
No, not to that effect. It was, like, paparazzi spottings more than anything. Yeah. And so this happens, and everybody's questioning the child if it's really theirs or not. And then Beyonce released a song called Lemonade. And I need to pull up the lyrics real quick here, but they are insane. They are just insane. So while editing this episode, I realized that I couldn't leave you guys hanging without finding at least what I was referring to in terms of these lyrics from Beyonce. In reality, she actually used a poem by someone named Worsen Shire called Anger, and she re-recorded it for this Lemonade album, apparently, allegedly. And it's really creepy. I'll insert some audio here so you know what we're talking about, but go look it up. Can't really make this kind of thing up anymore. She's a freak, allegedly.
If it's what you truly want, I can wear her skin. over mine. Her hair over mine. Her hands as gloves. Her teeth as confetti. Her scalp, a cap. Her sternum, my bedazzled cane. We can pose for a photograph. All three of us. Immortalized. You and your perfect girl.
And it's very much like cheating allegation. It sounds in a way like they did take care of Kathy White. And, you know, allegedly, if it did happen, I don't know, I wouldn't be surprised. We see the likes of Kim Porter. We recently just saw Cassie, the video where they're at the hotel and Diddy is like literally beating her up, dragging her down the hallway on the security camera footage. Right. Like, these men do horrible things.
Yeah.
Horrible things.
You know who had a picture with Jay-Z and Diddy?
Who?
Aaliyah.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. Aaliyah. That one's insane.
Yeah.
That one's insane. Did you know? So, like, she was supposed to get on this plane to leave. Couldn't tell you which country it was. In a foreign country, though, doing work, and they were coming back, and they. Somebody on her team ended up taking the plane she was supposed to go on. And she had, like, intense flying phobia. She hated flying. So she was supposed to go on this plane that she felt, like, okay about. Turned out, somebody else from her team took the plane, flew away, and she was left to go on, like, a cargo plane or something, where I don't believe they had, like, the same kind of seats you would in a passenger plane, you know, in a commercial flight. And
I think it was, like, just a smaller plane. Like a 4-passenger plane.
I don't remember. I'll look it up. Tavis was correct. It was a smaller plane. It was a Cessna 402B. They had to get her on this plane and she was terrified. She did not want to go. So somebody gave her a pill of some sort to knock her out. And like she completely got knocked out. And they basically like had to transfer her onto the plane while she was out cold. And then, you know, we know that that plane
crashed.
Never made it home.
Yeah.
But she had felt like there was something wrong. Like they were trying to set her up. And I'm trying to think exactly why it was. Like she wanted to quit or something. I don't remember the reasoning why they would have wanted to get rid of her. But it was horrible.
I think it was just a lover's quarrel.
Do you?
Between the two guys. Diddy and Jay-Z.
Do you?
Yeah.
So what, you feel like they had to take her out to
one of them felt like she was two timing with the other one on them, something like that. I saw a documentary on it years ago. She was involved with both of them at one point.
It wouldn't surprise me though, because like all this stuff coming out with Cassie, they were talking about how Diddy would drug her and take her places. And, like, the only way she would want to go and do it is if, like, they drugged her up. And so he was using her like a doll.
Yeah.
I think there were sexual favors that she had to do for other people in his circles, too.
Probably.
So it would not surprise me at all if that was the same thing with Aaliyah.
Well, everything is a power through sex with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
They're really blood cult, sex cult, whatever you want to call it, but it's all about power.
Yeah. And the other one I'm afraid is falling into that. I'm not afraid they're falling into it. They're in it. It is what it is. Drake. Yeah. And recently there's had been this whole like beef between Drake and Kendrick Lamar.
Mm-hmm.
And Kendra's out here making allegations like he's a pedophile.
Yeah.
And then you look back and like Drake's relationship with like Millie Bobby Brown from Stranger Things, they were friends, like friends having conversations. She said that he was giving her dating advice at like 14.
Right.
Why are you talking to a 14-year-old?
Right.
That's so weird. He was dating girls like or they officially start dating right after they turned 18, of course, but, you know, knowing girls at like 16 years old and ugh, yeah. It's gross. And so then with that whole thing too, the shooting that happened at Drake's Toronto house, then they said that the security guard was the only one who saw, I guess, the intruders or the people who caused it. And that security guard is part of a security company that doesn't exist.
Yeah.
And the car was registered to Drake.
Yeah.
Aubrey, whatever his real name is.
Yeah.
And so it's like, was he trying to set up, you know, a potential shooting at his home to blame Kendrick, and then Kendrick gets put away? Thing
too. You don't live in a house like that and don't have cameras everywhere.
No, no. We know they record everything. Just look at the whole Diddy case going on. Yeah.
But that's what I mean. So it's those select few that get that big.
Yeah.
Because how many times have we heard Drake's the greatest rapper alive?
Right, right.
No. He's a great performer. I'll give him that. And that's the reason why he got to the stardom that he did.
Mm-hmm.
Was because he can sell it.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not the greatest rapper.
No.
You know? And I don't know. If you want to talk about cloning, I feel like a lot of my favorite rappers got cloned over the years and they became someone else.
Wasn't it Gucci Mane who was talking about it on TV too? Or
there was a few that were talking about it.
Yeah.
I forget his name because he's a mumble rapper and I don't listen to that. But but he was doing an interview and he was talking about how he himself was a clone.
Yeah.
And he was giving off like his serial number and stuff like that.
Yeah. He was from Canada too.
Yeah.
They're doing some weird sheesh in Canada.
Well, there's...
we're going to have to do an episode.
Yeah, I was going to say, I forget the name, but when there is...
When you see as much stuff as we do.
There is a company in Canada that has been cloning people for like the last 18 years.
Yeah.
Since like 2006.
Yep. I know what you're talking about.
Yep.
Yeah. We'll do another episode on that.
Like, and I said, that's the whole thing with Neuralink.
Yeah.
Is to download your consciousness.
Yep. Yeah. We see everything. So it's hard to remember every detail. But yeah, there's a lot going on, in, especially in the hip hop realm, which is very interesting.
Yeah.
It's
the most influential music, and that's why all those people are in it.
Right. And one woman who has been speaking out fiercely about all this stuff, and I have thoughts on, I don't know what to think about. So if you have thoughts, let me know, on Jaguar Wright. So I was showing you videos of her recently and you were like, who is she? So Jaguar was a part of The Roots, a hip hop group back in, I don't know, 80s or 90s.
Yeah.
I didn't write down that date. And then she was also...
It was late 80s, early 90s.
Okay. Yeah. So, I got it. she was also a backup singer for Jay-Z. Yeah. So she's been in that industry for a very, very long time. She's toured with them, yada, yada. There are so many videos. I implore you, if you have not seen a Jaguar Wright interview yet, just look it up, YouTube, TikTok, anywhere.
And pray for her soul.
Yes. Because they're, oh my gosh, the things that she's...
Yeah.
alleging and she's coming out and talking about are absolutely insane, about the trafficking, about parties in Hollywood, about all the elites.
Yeah.
She's calling certain names out.
And that's the thing. She's calling people out by name.
Yeah.
It's not even like, this is the things I've seen. This is the things I've seen and who did it.
Yeah, these people are here at this party when this thing happened and you're like, oh my gosh. And like she does sound kind of nuts.
But they all do.
I can't. Yeah, exactly. And that's what I'm saying. Like in regards to like Kanye, you see too much, you lose your absolute mind.
What's the dude from That's So Raven?
Oh, Orlando Bloom. Nope. Orlando Brown.
Orlando Brown.
But Orlando Bloom's married to Katy Perry, so his soul's lost too. Orlando Brown. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. How he looks nuts.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. But again, if you've seen all this stuff, it's going to turn your mind.
Right.
And then you're in
it. You either accept it or you fight it, and they mess you up if you fight it.
Yeah. I mean, it's dark, you guys. And we only see so much, so I cannot imagine.
Yeah. And we're from the outside looking in.
Exactly. When you're actually a part of it, like, ugh, yeesh.
Yeah.
But she is just glaring allegations against Jay-Z,
yeah.
Beyonce, all of them. So definitely, I would... watch her with a grain of salt. Like I said, I don't know if she's okay or not. Lord only knows. And definitely pray for her.
But no one's suing her for defamation.
Yes, that was the big point. I almost forgot about that. Yes, like, she's not being sued for defamation.
Yeah.
And she's like calling these people like child eaters.
Yeah.
Soul eaters.
Well, if you've seen the videos, I mean.
Oh, yeah. But the fact that like she's doing this, it's getting spread so widely and she's not been being hit with like defamation suits is kind of shocking.
Right.
You know, because like I said, she doesn't look that crazy. Like this cut stuff could be true.
Right.
So I don't know. Allegedly.
Well, but that's the thing. I mean, when she's some of the stuff she's talking about, I've seen videos of.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not necessarily the people involved, but, like, the ex that she's talking about. Yeah. Like, I've seen...
Yeah.
That, okay, that's... I'm going to get on my little soapbox for a second.
You get on that box, baby.
Well, that's the thing. Like, with a lot of the people, especially, like, the people that are still indoctrinated and, like, you know, completely oblivious to everything that's going on, the things that I've seen, I don't wish anyone to see.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was a conspiracy theorist when there weren't conspiracy theorists. Like, anytime I met another conspiracy theorist, it's like finding a unicorn out in the wild.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I'm serious. Like, we were few and far between. And during those times, the internet didn't have as much regulation as it does now. And when someone leaked something, someone posted something, and you knew where to look, you could find it.
Yeah.
The things that I've seen, I don't wish upon anybody. Yeah. I've seen some very prominent people do some very horrific things. And it's astonishing to see. And once you see it, you can't unsee it, and you see it everywhere. Mm-hmm. Like there's a mall next to us that has these pedo symbols everywhere. And these are symbols straight from the FBI list.
Right.
Right. Right. So like, and they're literally everywhere. Once you see that the world is controlled by a sex cult, pedo cult, whatever you want to call it, you can't unsee it. And you see it everywhere.
I know. I pointed that out to my mom when we were at that mall one day. She goes, they're just arrowheads.
No.
No, they're not. They're not. And it's...
Not that specific design.
No. No, right, 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 right.
Because it was that specific design.
Well, and then too, like malls are places where they have a lot of like backroom weird stuff.
Right.
A lot of stores at the mall you go to, I'm like, how is this not a money laundering front? How is this store? I'm sorry. The store lids. I mean, and they're even a bigger brand. But the ones who sell hats at the store, you're telling me you're selling like enough hats every day to have a storefront in a mall?
Yeah.
That's open 5 days a week?
Yeah.
That's...
Yeah, no. That's... Because you got odd. People like me that buy hats for everything.
Yeah. Yeah. So you really think they can stay?
Yeah. Especially in my younger years. Like, I had a hat for every single outfit.
Yeah. Okay, fine. Then lids is not money laundering.
And you
sorry,
can do
lids.
Custom lids. You can do custom hats there.
But, like, okay, I'm so sorry.
Okay. But, like, the gemstone stores.
Yeah.
The ones that sell, like, crystals and stuff like that.
Yes. Yep.
There's no way that they're making or even like, 20 grand a month.
Or, like, the Pretty Princess store type places. That, like, the clothing looks like it was handmade at grandma's house. Like, you're not selling that stuff. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
You've, like, tied a little, what do you call it, tag
like
to
Love
it.
The Love Sack store. They make their beanbags so expensive so no one buys them because it's just a money laundering scheme. There's bodies stuffed into the beanbags.
Yeah. There's a lot of symbolism. A ton. Pizzagate's a big thing, too.
Yeah.
And so a lot of this comes from, we talked about in the last episode about this. Is it Marina Abramović?
Marina.
She is the one who is good friends with a lot of celebrities like Gaga. Does these spirit cooking.
Oh, she's Gaga's teacher.
Yeah. And she does spirit cooking parties.
Yeah. If you don't know what spirit cooking is, look that up.
That's just the iceberg, too. Like, a lot of people think that, like, knowing about spirit cooking is, like, knowing, like, deep nitty gritty. No. But, like, that's just what they let you see. Because you can literally Google spirit cooking. Like, it's out there. It's not that not that deep, but it gets worse from there. So she actually, Marina, has had all of her teachings passed down to her by a woman named Michelle Lamy. Mm-hmm. Michelle is a French fashion designer who's married to American designer Rick Owens.
Yeah.
She hangs out with all of the celebrities.
And she's 80.
Yeah. And she is terrifying.
And what is she called? The High Priestess of Paris?
Is that what it was? Mm-hmm. I know you just did a little deep dive on her.
Yeah. Look at her Instagram page.
I know.
Oh, my Lord.
And what were you saying about her fingers?
Okay, so she has stained her fingers black. Just like the first knuckle down.
Mm-hmm.
And she, that is usually a symbol of the occult, meaning they have touched darkness or they are connected to the underworld. And that's usually what the occult symbolism is for it.
Nope. I've been seeing more about her lately, though. I don't remember what in regards to, but she's been popping up at events a lot. Because you don't see her, and then you see her, and you're like, oh my gosh, she's
so
everywhere.
That's the thing, too. So, like, it's like when you get a new car, right? And the new car you got, now you see that car everywhere.
Yep.
Right? You didn't really see it as much before, but now you see it everywhere. Yes. And now you also see, like, the same color a lot.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So, like, it's the same thing. Yeah. Once you notice it, it's like a veil has been lifted over your eyes and you can see everything for what it is.
Right, right.
I don't know if y'all have seen the 80s movie, They Live. That is a movie before its time. It's so cheesy and corny. It's bad production. But the storyline is very, very, very reminiscent of what we're living through right now. Basically, this guy gets these sunglasses and he can see the world for what it really is when he wears these sunglasses. And then he can see the people that aren't real people that are running everything for what they truly are. And in the movie, they're like aliens or whatever. Mm-hmm. But like, that's the reality of the situation. You know, when we are enamored with their siren songs and all this other stuff, then we don't. I mean, look how many Swifties there are. What is
too many?
And here's the thing. I get being a fan of an artist. Right?
Sure.
I get being a fan of a particular type of music. I get that. But to be a cult following the way that it is.
It's so different.
Like people crying just because a song came on. Like I get songs have power and everything else. And it can be very impactful for you. And I understand that. But this is just a person that doesn't care about you in any way, shape, or form other than how much you paid for that ticket.
Yeah, yeah.
That's it.
Yep.
Like, this person doesn't care about you, doesn't... Yeah. In fact, there's videos of Taylor Swift specifically doing seances at her concerts.
Yeah.
She's doing witchcraft. She's doing different spells. She's doing a whole bunch of different stuff on her audience. She's casting a spell. But once you can break free from those types of spells, you see it for what it is. And, like, it's all of them.
Yeah.
It really is all of them. And if they're not on board for it, they take them out or they replace them with a clone or whatever you want to call it. Or they reprogram their brain. Like Kanye's trainer saying, hey, you get in line or else I'm going to have you admitted.
Who was like ex-CIA.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
His physical trainer.
He's horrible. Actually, this is like the infamous text that he got from his trainer right before he went into those mental hospitals back in the day. I'm trying to find a year.
It was like 2016.
He got, 2016.
Because he was talking highly of Trump.
Yeah, yeah. So this is Harley Pasternak, who... I have to verify in a second exactly who he was. But that conversation, the text read, if you haven't heard this, this is Harley to Kanye. I'm going to help you one of a couple ways. First, you and I sit down and have a loving and open conversation, but don't use cuss words. And everything that is discussed is based in fact and not some crazy stuff that dumb friend of yours told you. Probably Alex Jones.
Maybe.
Or you saw in a tweet. Second opinion, I have you institutionalized again where they medicate the crap out of you and you go back to zombie land forever. Playdate with the kids just won't be the same. Evil.
Yeah.
evil. Harley Pasternak is evil. And I'm trying to find exactly, like I said, what his role was, but he has been known to do this to multiple celebrities and be involved in the hospitalization of a lot of them. Mm-hmm. He is, let me see here. So now he's a, quote, Canadian personal trainer, motivational speaker, author, and television host. Here we go. So how does this come up right away? That's really scary. I would have to read through this, but the first thing when you look up his name and CIA, it says a retired CIA official who ran MKUltra. I am not saying that's correct. I'm just saying what in the world.
Yeah.
Anyways,
I don't know what MKUltra is. Look that up too.
Yeah. According to Daily Mail, who... a CIA asset whose job is to spy on these people. So, looking at Harley Pasternak, that's a really interesting one, too. He is a piece of you-know-what, and I just wanted to make sure that I was putting his name out into the world with that piece of information, because he doesn't deserve to have a good life. There was also, Tavis had brought this to my attention, and I looked into it further. There were rumors that a kind of a strange group, an eclectic group of men, who are all now deceased, were working together on a documentary about powerful people and sex trafficking. Mm-hmm. The four involved were Chester Bennington from...
Linkin Park.
Linkin Park, that escaped me. Chris Cornell from Soundgarden.
Mm-hmm.
Avicii.
Mm-hmm.
And Anthony Bourdain.
Yeah.
So they were supposedly involved in this documentary called The Silent Children.
Mm-hmm.
Reuters actually reported on it, because for a while it was just all like conspiracy and theories and whatnot, but then Reuters came out and reported that they were all working on this in August of 2020. Then, so IMDb confirms this was a movie in the works. The description explains that the movie will be coming and the movie will be this, will be that. There was a trailer put out, but then I guess Reuters got in touch with the producers, which was Jelly Bean Productions LLC. And they claim that none of those men were involved. But, they all died within like a year of each other from suicide.
Yeah.
And so it makes you beg the question, like, were they involved?
Yeah.
I don't know. Allegedly, they were not.
Same thing with Paul Walker,
too. Yeah.
Not that movie, but he was doing a documentary on the embezzlement of the Haitian money for the earthquakes through the Clinton Foundation.
Hmm. Interesting. Very interesting.
If you don't know anything about the Clinton blood trail, look into that.
Yeah. That would definitely get us censored off everything forever. Chris Cornell passed.
or paid a visit.
Yeah, I don't want either. Chris Cornell passed May 18th, 2017. Chester followed in July of 2017. Anthony Bourdain, June 8th of 2018. And then Avicii on April 20th, 2018. The original producers said that they lacked funding to do the movie due to the subject matter and dissolved the company in May of 2017, which was technically right before any of them died. Weird. The timing is just... I don't believe in coincidences. I really don't.
Right.
So there is like perfectly a chance in like that they weren't involved, but there's also a chance that there allegedly might be. So anywho, on to the next.
But there allegedly might be.
Allegedly. Just a few other evil type things. So this is something I saw that I just, again, I want to make sure that people know this happened because the person doing this thing deserved no peace in life. Neil Patrick Harris.
Oh, yeah.
POS number two.
Yeah.
He is disgusting. I've heard other things about him just not being like a good person. But then there was this whole thing I found about Amy Winehouse cake.
Yeah.
And I was seeing it on TikTok. I'm like, what is this about?
Yeah, she's another victim of the industry.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. But Neil Patrick Harris, it wasn't actually a cake. So he ordered for a Halloween party 3 months after Amy Winehouse died. 3 months. He ordered a like a meat, it wasn't a cake, it was like a meat platter to be arranged to look like Amy Winehouse's dead body, like her autopsy photos or something.
Yeah.
How deranged. Yeah. I don't care if it's a Halloween party.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
Right.
Absolutely disgusting. Yeah. And it's like, Neil Patrick Harris, he runs around being all gay and proud and loud about it. And that's one thing. But then, like, I don't know. I didn't think I'd see darkness like this out of that man.
Well, no, he's definitely a sleazeball.
Yeah. It's just, like, shocking, though, sometimes when you actually see these things happen. So it's just, like, proof. These people do evil things, even the ones you don't always suspect.
Right.
So that's Neil Patrick Harris. And then I also just wanted to touch on this because things are developing and it's very interesting. I'd be interested about some theories in it. So Matthew Perry died.
Yeah.
Was it early this year?
I think so. Last year.
It was recently.
End of last year.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was like towards wintertime because that's why he was in his hot tub. And
so. Yeah. So the whole thing was that the alleged or the official story is that he was on ketamine and the effects of it caused him to drown in a hot tub. Then he was, before it, posting all these weird photos of like Batman and needing a hero and being Batman. No idea. Drugs are drugs. But authorities, just like in the past few weeks, seized the laptop and iPhone of a certain Brooke Mueller. I didn't know who Brooke Mueller was, but turns out she's Charlie Sheen's ex-wife. Hmm. And just to paint a picture of how not good of a woman she is, Charlie Sheen won full custody of their twins.
He's winning.
One speed, go. But like, dude, if Charlie Sheen is winning custody of your kids,
you
gotta be a mess.
Deranged.
Yeah. And I guess she has to do a drug test anytime she wants to see the kids. So she's
That's definitely saying something.
Not good. She apparently met Matthew Perry at AA back in the day because he was dating Brooke starting in 2006. And so they met at AA and then they formed more of a friendship and relationship in rehab later on. But she's been questioned multiple times in this whole case of his death. And then they seized that laptop and iPhone from her as well. And so it makes you wonder, like, was she there that night? Was it like a drug related issue?
Did she provide?
Yeah. Or did she do something accidentally that led to him, you know, drowning and she ran from the scene? Uh-huh. Allegedly. But I just think it opens the door for all these questions I have. And I don't know. Again, just evil things. And I was curious about bringing it up, but I had one question too. So to end things, last time we briefly touched on Michael Jackson, the briefest of briefest mentions in terms of like his autopsy. His death is so weird. Have you seen that video?
If that was even him.
Exactly. Exactly. Poor Michael Jackson. Did you see the video where it's supposedly him hopping out of the ambulance?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I got the chills. I remember watching that the first time and was like, that's him. That's him. It's like a video of the ambulance that apparently took Michael Jackson away. Were they at the hospital or something?
Yeah, it looked like it.
Yeah. And you just see the back doors of this ambulance open up. This video is taken from afar and somebody,
this guy pops out.
Yeah. Michael Jackson pops out. I swear. It's so weird. It's like the nose. So that's if he's dead. But the big question, and I saw somebody post
this. The original one's not buried underneath his train track in the backyard.
Yeah.
There's a video on that. Take that one for what you will.
Yeah.
But
there's a lot of
interesting
matters like that.
Hence the drastic change in appearance.
Right. And I was thinking about, I heard something about the train track and that's what that was. But the other thought, and I heard somebody pose this question and it's made me just like think a little more since I heard it. You know, there were all those allegations of him being a weirdo with kids and certain kids haven't come out now that they're adults and after Michael's death, they haven't come out to slander him or say things.
There's some that have, though.
Yeah, but like, who are the ones like gosh.
People were talking about how he had like sensors in like the stairs and stuff to know when people were coming upstairs.
Oh, that's freaky.
Yeah.
But so there was that, right? All the allegations of him doing these weird things. But then I heard, you know, what if he built a Neverland? Mm-hmm. That's what it's called, right? Yeah. What if he built Neverland to be an escape from Hollywood for these kids? Because he, as a kid, was put through the ringer. He was exposed to a bunch of bad things as a kid growing up in the industry. So who's to say that that was his place to, like...
Where you never have to grow up.
Shield them away from things. To not necessarily... You know, to have, like, a break from the Hollywood life. Yeah, but
not all those kids were famous, though. Like, that's the thing, too. They weren't all, like, Macaulay Culkin and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, Macaulay Culkin still to this day says nothing happened.
Right, right.
But, I mean... He kind of grew up pretty messed up. So.
Yeah. I mean, they all do.
I mean, who knows?
They all do. But it's just an interesting thought. Like, what if that was a place for, like, parents and their kids to come because Hollywood was so messed up?
Possibly. But, I mean, you got to think a 30-something-year-old man wanting a bunch of children over at his house to play. It's just...
There was... Yeah.
It's just weird. You know,
there's psychologically something off there.
Well, his whole thing, his whole explanation of it was he wanted to build Neverland because he never got a childhood.
Right. But then, like, I see that with a lot of these people, though. Like, so we go through, as normal people, we go through high school where we're like, we meet people, we learn social skills, right. We learn what it's like to be let down, to, you know, have the actual, like, relationships of normal people.
Right.
These celebrities who go from, like, teens or kids into adulthood in Hollywood, they never get any normalcy. Right. They never actually get to, like, develop into a full-blown adult through the struggles.
Well, I mean, and it's been like that in the industry forever.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know? I mean,
they're
even
just not normal.
Look at, like, Shirley Temple.
Yeah.
Like, they sexualized the hell out of mm-hmm. her, and she was, like, 6 years old, mm-hmm. 7 years old, mm-hmm. doing these movies where she's, like...
Oh,
the
yeah.
sex symbol.
Oh, yeah.
It's disgusting.
Yeah.
You know, and I think nowadays people are just actually being able to see it for what it is.
Right.
And it's not so much of a disguised thing anymore.
Well, to say that, like, it doesn't have an effect on these people later in life is just insane, because it does. Right. And, like, just look at JoJo Siwa.
Yeah. That girl's insane.
She's never been told no. Yeah. She doesn't know what it is to be, like, the unpopular one, the uncool one. Like, it's just...
She thinks she's the new Miley.
Oh, gosh.
And she thinks she's more radical than Miley. And she's like, no one's ever made a transition like this before.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But even when Miley was doing it, it was
cringe.
Like,
I don't know, man. Post Malone's kind of jumped all over the place.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm just saying.
But, like, even when Miley Cyrus was doing it, it was cringy. It was, like, kind of weird and gross.
It's
and everyone's
cringy.
Like, why?
And it ruined Robin Thicke's marriage.
And then her own. Yeah. It's just all, it's sad because people are being taken advantage of. And whether it's just by people in the industry or like the devil himself.
Right. Well, and that's the thing too. So that's one thing that I wonder is how many of these celebrities are like 100% about it on their own accord?
Yeah.
Or they're either... for the lack of a better term, possessed or brainwashed into being about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And how many people is it simply a front that they're just doing it because they have to kind of thing to stay relevant in the industry? And I think those are the ones that do crack. And those are the ones that, you know, because if you're not really about doing all these horrific things that these people do, then
how are you gonna
it's
going to
wear on you at some point. Right. Yeah. And so that's like even like Justin Bieber when he was saying he started going to that church for a little bit.
Hillsong.
Yeah. He was in a Bible group and he said he was invited to a party for his comeback. And he said there was a little boy there.
Allegedly.
And they told him he had to do stuff and he refused and he walked away.
And he cracks.
Yeah. And if you see him... any paparazzi stuff, it's sad. You can tell that dude is just defeated inside.
Yeah.
He doesn't know what to do, so he's still going along with everything.
Yeah.
I mean, that kid has been used and abused and just...
Recycled, passed around.
Over and over again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. And when we first did this last episode, we were talking about all the stuff with him and the Kardashians and so on and so forth. And then all of a sudden, they're having a baby, him and his wife. And it's like opportune timing. Right. When everything is kind of starting to hit the fan, there's word getting out about his past abuse. Now there's a distraction.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Past abuse.
Alleged past abuse, yes. Allegedly, allegedly, allegedly. Yeah. That's what the intro should have been.
Allegedly.
Just us singing allegedly, yeah. Yeah. Ugh. But yeah, Hollywood is evil. If we have come to any conclusion after all this,
yeah,
the people involved are evil as evil comes.
Yeah.
I'm just glad I'm not a part of Hollywood.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing, too. I think I always kind of wanted to do that whole acting thing just because I have the personality for it and stuff. But, like, I would much rather stay independent doing our own thing.
Yeah.
And not have to answer to anybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and then rather than succumb to all that kind of stuff. Because that stuff, like, it's like a gang. Like, there's only one way out.
You know? It's very true. It's very true.
You know, so, you know, they take all these people out that don't want to abide by it.
Yeah. Well, and it's made to be such, like, a exciting thing. It's like, when I was young, I wanted to be a singer. I grew up in the age of Miley Cyrus, Selena Gomez, Demi Lovato.
Right.
So I saw them coming up through Disney, and I thought, like, oh my gosh, how cool would that be? I would sing in my room every single day. Then I started writing music. I started performing at small venues around here. I was like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to make it happen. And, like, thank God it didn't happen. Thank God those YouTube videos didn't go places. So that, like, fizzled out. But then my first career choices, whatever you want to call it, my first job and opportunities I had there were very mainstream media too. Like, I was at events with, you know, hosted where we had celebrities there and I was working with them. And
right.
I'm very glad that that was not the road I went down either times. And my dad, remember at our wedding, the embarrassing during the speech, he's like, Ashley's always wanted to be famous.
Yeah.
I was like, cheese and rice, Father.
Yeah.
He's like, but I think they're finally going to do it with this Untethered Minds thing. I'm like, yeah, thanks. Well, awesome. I
mean, if we don't keep getting banned. You know what, though? It's like a badge of honor.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah. I mean, it sucks because that was like our biggest following.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we weren't even really able to use it the last 6 months anyway.
We'd look at each other like, should we upload this video to TikTok? Or do we just, you know, because it wasn't going anywhere. They'd ban us at like 200 views and that would be it. Yeah, I have mixed feelings about that. And like, whether or not, I mean, are we going to keep posting on a different channel now on TikTok?
Probably not. We'll just keep it going with Instagram.
Yeah, it's hard because I want to be on TikTok and I want that to work.
We might start doing Rumble. Posting on Rumble.
Is anybody on Rumble, though?
Enough.
Yeah. Yeah.
Enough.
Yeah. So we'll see. It's hard. It's very disheartening. But we do have the biggest plans to launch our new brand out of our umbrella here. So that'll be coming early fall, let's say. Late summer. Yeah, September. The plan is to pump out new content up till September. And then we'll talk 9/11 again and launch our new brand around that time. So hopefully that becomes,
that one's way more partner friendly,
brand friendly. We love brand friendly. It's called Tethered Together. But that's the thing, is like, we want to make you Untethered Minds Media our bread and butter. We want this to be our full-time business, and we have every skill, every talent to do so. It's just very frustrating because
no time.
We don't have time. And then when we do put all this hard work into Untethered Minds, this podcast and our content platforms,
and then they just shut us down.
They shadow ban us or they completely ban us. And it's just like, it's very hard. That's, and so in order for us to do content full time, this can't be that main income source.
Yeah. Because
it can't get there, you know, which sucks. But because we want this platform to go so much further, we have to also do other things at the same time. So we genuinely, genuinely hope that you also join us on that adventure when we start, because we're fun. We're good people. And like, I think we have a lot of insight to share that's not just this deep, dark stuff. And it's definitely within our calling from the Lord, the good Lord above, to do something that's more light and brings good into the world.
I think it's good that we bring awareness to the darkness, but we also need to balance it with the positive message. And the light. And that's what we haven't been doing.
Yep. So we're going to kick that door down next. More to come on that. Thank you for listening to this rambling episode.
There's some meat in there.
Yeah. I keep more entertained the more I'm hearing like different things anyways, you know? And there's always so much research to do after these episodes. If we talked about every little point super, super in depth, this would be 4 hours long. And I would go crazy listening to that for 10 hours trying to edit. So we can only put so much into it, but there's so much online to research. So take everything we've talked about and go expand upon it. You'll be up all night. You're welcome. But yeah, thank you for listening as always. Follow the platforms we still are on and not banned from yet. Those are always linked in the description. Yeah. And yeah. Yeah. If you're looking for some new merchandise also to wear, some new shirts, some new sweatshirts, we always have our merch online on tailoredmindsmedia.com/store. Any other plugs, Tavis?
I don't think that.
We have to do our due diligence and put it out there.
Yeah.
And they're cool shirts.
Cool hoodies.
Yeah. Yeah. It's literally all he wears. I'm a fashion girly. I have to wear like other things and just hoodies and, you know,
t-shirts
all the time. But anytime I get cold in the house, because I work from home, I am in one of our hoodies. Yeah. So, yeah. Shameless self-promotion. Thanks.
There we go.
All right. Thanks for listening for the fourth time. We love you guys. We appreciate you so much. And we'll talk to you soon.
Yep.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Boy.
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 Boy. Boy.